The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Welcome into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow, the host of the program. Rose, as always, joining us here today as well. How you doing, Rose?
Hey, 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 I'm good. Public service announcement, turn your lights on.
You know, is that from experience, the ride here today?
44 minutes on the dot to get in here, and four people didn't have their lights on, and
Wow. It's
still dark out there. It's drizzly and dark. Yeah. Turn your lights on.
I guess I'm driving in a little bit earlier, so it was pitch black out there. Everyone had their lights on at that time, unless you got a little something else going on. But that is none of our concern. Alrighty, let's welcome in Rose's guest. Rose, who do you got with you today?
Yeah, so I'm super duper excited about this. With me today is Donna Crump from our Destination Weddings team, and Donna, honestly, like Wednesday, returned back from Cabo San Lucas because one of the services that Fox offers our brides is the opportunity to have one of our Destination Wedding team members along with you if you so desire.
Nice.
And Donna did that, and she actually was just in Cabo San Lucas. And I venture to say she's the first Fox staff member, first Fox family member who has been to Cabo since COVID. I believe
so she's bringing back all sorts of knowledge.
Yeah.
Donna, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So you went to Cabo. Now, we're going to get to Cabo in a second, but first we got to ask the details, right? Because I just got married myself. How was the wedding? How did everything go?
Oh, the wedding was beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
It was just beautiful. It really was.
What all goes into a destination wedding? So how many people were there? How many, like, what all had to go into this sort of package to make it all happen?
Sure. There was 30 people there. So both sides of the family came with a couple extra friends and extended family, which was nice. We probably started about 10 months ago.
So pre-COVID or post-COVID?
This was like February.
Yeah, okay, we're talking right in the middle there, yeah.
So
right.
I was curious as to whether or not their decision for Cabo was made because of COVID or had nothing to do with that.
It had nothing to do with COVID.
Perfect.
But I did ask when I was down there, I said, did you ever for a moment think of postponing or canceling? And they said, nope, as long as Mexico was open and we were allowed to travel and the resort was open. The resort didn't open until September. They were completely fine with traveling.
Yeah. So you get down there, right? Everyone's ready for this big destination wedding. So what do you have to go through? How long were you guys down there for? Does the ceremony take place right away and then everyone just kind of hangs out afterwards? Or what's like the process that you go through for one of these?
So typically you need to be there a good 2 to 3 days prior. Mm-hmm. The bride and groom, the mother of the bride and myself, we all met with the wedding coordinator the first day I got there. And we review the whole wedding itinerary from the ceremony to the reception. There's a cocktail hour. And if there are any other activities, we did a couple dinners for the whole group. So we had made sure the reservations were made and all that sort of thing. Then we had a little rehearsal the next day once all the guests came that were important, the father of the bride, the parents of the groom. We do a little run through. That only takes about a half an hour. And then the guests go and have fun, and my work starts then.
Yeah, no, so I can see why they wanted you down there to help kind of go through all of these details and make sure, reservations, things like that. These are the kinds of things that that can slip through the cracks if someone's not there kind of watching and taking care of all this stuff.
Exactly. We did have a situation where one of the guests missed their flight, so I had to rearrange their transfers
for them.
So, yeah, any little thing that pops up, I'm there to help assist so the bride and the groom and the family can still have fun.
So, according to Rose, right, you're the first one to go down there since COVID. So give us a little bit of a report back. How was it down there?
It was wonderful. I spoke with a couple of the guests as well, and they mentioned how safe they felt. I think once you are in destination, you don't have that constant reminder that there is a pandemic going on mm-hmm. with the numbers and being reported every day and so on and so forth. Plus, the resort does so many wonderful protocols. From the moment you get there, you're getting your temperature checked, your feet, your shoes get put into a disinfectant bath. You get your hand sanitized, and then anytime you go into a restaurant, the same procedures happen. If you leave the resort for to go into Cabo San Lucas or go on a tour, when you come back, you get the same treatment. Mm-hmm. Everyone wears masks between point A and point B. Once mm-hmm. you're at the pool or at the restaurant, you can take your masks off. Everyone is doing it. Everyone feels very safe.
Awesome. If you got a question for Donna or for Rose or anything like that here on the Fox World Travel Show, give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. That is 855-616-1620. Donna, can you hang on for a little while with us so we can ask you some more questions about Cabo and how everything went?
Sure.
Awesome. Let's do it. We're going to take a quick break. We got more coming up next here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here with us as well. We are also joined by Donna, who is freshly back from Cabo, a nice little trip down there for a destination wedding. And you did say freshly back, right? You just got back like this week, I believe, right, Donna?
I did, on Wednesday.
Awesome.
So we want to give a little love out to United Airlines because that's who Donna did fly. So we'll talk a little bit about that protocol. And then we also want to let everybody know the wedding was at Hyatt Ziva Los Cabos. Donna and I have both been to the Hyatts in Cancun since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Outstanding safety protocol. She's been to the Hyatt in Camp Cana, which is the Dominican Republic. Again, outstanding. And you heard her tell about the sanitary protocols in Cabo. So they've got that part covered. So tell us a little bit about your United experience.
So, well, when you board, first of all, they mm-hmm. They board you by rows, which is really nice. So you're not going back and forth. When you disembark, they have you disembark by row numbers as well, and you're only allowed to stand up when your row number is called.
I love that. I love that.
That is that's something that should stick around after the pandemic. Yeah. That's the worst.
And even a couple of times the flight attendant said, please sit down. If your row wasn't called, please sit down.
We're all going to get off eventually,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. So that was really nice. They give you a little sanitary wipe when you board. Mm-hmm. So you can wipe down your seat, even though they mention on their announcements that they do that in between each flight.
Yeah, just makes you feel more comfortable, right?
Exactly.
I know some people who like to come in and wipe things down themselves before getting after it, even if it's already been wiped down.
That's Rose. So so Cabo, we should tell everybody that Hyatt Ziva in Los Cabos is an all-inclusive family resort. It's got 7 restaurants. It's got a beautiful, beautiful beach. We also should tell people that if you are an ocean swimmer, Cabo may not be an option for you mm-hmm. because usually there's a red or black flag. Did you ever have anything but a red or black flag?
No.
No.
It was in the crash sound of the waves coming into the... It was so loud. I videotaped it for my family because I've never heard it like that before.
Makes you not want to go into the ocean hearing that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So one thing about Hyatt is they service from the heart. Mm-hmm. That's their mantra. When you see a staff person, they put their hand over their heart. That's their acknowledgement because they've got eyewear on and they've got masks on. And so speaking is not, it's always been that way, but now it's even more special because it's their way of saying service from the heart. Donna experienced some service from the heart, right?
I did. One more thing I just want to add, the fact that you mentioned it was a family resort. I did not see the family section where the kids club and the pool was till like 3 days. I was there. I couldn't believe it that they had this whole section. It's kind of hidden behind one of the buildings.
Yeah.
So they keep the families separate from the adult only. My group was adult only. We barely saw kids. So that was one of the highlights.
Nice.
I felt.
Tell us a little bit about your service from the heart. Maybe some things that happened that were out of the ordinary, above and beyond that happened while you were in Cabo.
Well, the wedding coordinator we used, Karina, mm-hmm. was amazing. The little touches that she added to the wedding, I just learned so much. Mm-hmm. She had some beautiful flowers, and the flowers we repurposed the flowers for the reception. Mm-hmm. She even had the wedding cake was, they called it a naked wedding cake. She took flowers from the ceremony and put it on the wedding cake. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nice.
2 days later, the bride and groom get a romantic dinner on the beach.
Oh, cool.
She took flowers from the ceremony and put it on the table for a special touch. So just really neat little special touches that they do.
Yeah, that's awesome. We do have a Mark who's in Pewaukee who's got a question about Cabo. We're going to get to that in a second, but we do have to get another quick break in here. So we'll return with more with Donna and Rose coming up next here on the Fox World Travel Show that's coming your way next on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose Gray here with us. My name is Alex Krell. We've also got Donna hanging out with us. She recently came back from Cabo helping put together a destination wedding. And we do have a couple of questions about Cabo and destination weddings and all of that good stuff. So, Donna, appreciate you you hanging out with us for a little while. Let's head over to Mark, who's in Pewaukee. He's got a question about some COVID protocol down in Cabo. Hey, Mark, you're on WTMJ.
Hi. Hi, Donna. Hi, Rose. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Hey, we listen every week. It's a lot of fun. We go down to, we do the all-inclusives many, many times. But my question to you is, okay, if you do go down there and you do develop a infection with COVID or you have the temperature, what happens? Now what happens?
Okay, so two different things there. Donna's going to speak to the temperature situation because she had that on her previous trip to Cancun where a couple people did have a temperature, and then I'll speak a little bit to the COVID situation throughout the states in Mexico.
So I mentioned, when you arrive the resort, you do get your temperature checked. Sometimes when you're traveling and it's warm and you're excited, your temperature is higher. So two people on my group in September did have higher temperatures. Very discreetly, the hotel sets them aside and they give them some water, try to see if they can get the temperature down by just relaxing and so on and so forth. That is one of their protocols that they do. In my instance, these two did, that's all they needed. They got tested again, and they were able to then check into the resort.
So I'm also going to direct you to visit lascabos.travel.com because there is a COVID update page. Now, each state, and there are 30 states in Mexico, have a little bit different protocol. So this is Baja Sur that Cabo is in. And what they would do there is if you, in fact, would develop symptoms while you are there, you are going to be removed from the resort and you're going to be taken to a facility. And in Mexico currently, that's at your expense. So you want to do deep dive diligence into a travel insurance policy mm-hmm. that's going to cover you for those kinds of things while you're in resort.
Does that help answer your question there, Mark?
Yes. Did you witness any of that when you were down there?
Did not. So I didn't see any when I was in Cancun. Donna, what about you?
No. I didn't witness anyone getting any sorts of symptoms. You would have to come forward mm-hmm. with those symptoms to the doctor at the resort, and then they would follow up with their protocols.
Thank you for the call, Mark. We appreciate that curiosity there. We got the news coming up, and Donna, I know you got to get out of here, but first, let's head over to Karen in Waukesha because she's got a question for you about destination weddings, and that seems to be the topic of the day now that we got you here. Thanks for waiting, Karen. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for taking my call. So I'm looking. I recently just got engaged, and I have...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Last week. It was last Saturday. It was a fantastic
Oh, baby. That's fresh.
So looking at a potential destination wedding, as my family is quite large, and my fiance's family is quite large, and we want everyone there to celebrate this fantastic day that we're going to have. We have a wide variety of ages, going from 80 all the way down to, you know, just a brand new baby. And we want to make sure that it's trying to be safe. And as we're starting to plan a destination wedding, as both of us are later in life in terms of our 40s and 50s and getting married, we want everyone there. But a destination wedding sounds great, but we're wondering in terms of what Donna, what you might think in terms of your expertise and where you would think about going.
Do you have a date in mind, Karen? I should ask you that.
We're thinking potentially in the fall.
Okay. Perfect. So fall of 2021, when the pandemic is over.
Fingers crossed.
Exactly. Oh, gosh, there's so many different destinations. Tell me, what are some of your favorite destinations?
Well, and you know, I know in terms of, you know, cost, it's always a thing. We would, one of my dreams in my life was always to potentially be married in Disney, but I would love to see, you know, I love the water. I love just, you know, my fiance is not a huge sun person, so he burns up like a crisp right away. So I want to make sure that he's okay. But we do love just great music. We love, you know, great food. We want to make an experience for our families and our friends that we just show the love that we have for each other and all of them joining together in this one large family.
Well, you are going to have tons of options for you. The all-inclusive resorts, there's so many different types of them that can include all family members and keep you all safe. Disney, of course, has some amazing options as well. The cool thing about a destination wedding is you get to choose what you want to include, what you don't want to include. You can make it very, very special. And I think when you do a destination wedding as well, those memories, it's not just one afternoon of a wedding. You have a full week or a couple of days to create these memories with your family, and there is nothing more important than that.
We have to tell everybody, Karen, about this cool feature we have, which is virtual chat for our destination wedding team.
Cool.
We might direct Karen to that because we know you can't come into our offices right now to see us, and some of our brides are coming from as far away as the East Coast, the West Coast, etc., but we want to hook you up with the virtual chat. So how do they do that real quick, Donna?
So if you go to our website,
FoxWorldTravel.com,
and then you click on the destination wedding link, you will see a picture of me and a picture of Tina, the other destination wedding specialist. You just have to click on the button and you will go right to my calendar and you can set up an appointment. All my available times are there.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks.
That's great. Donna, I will be booking that today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you very much, Karen. We appreciate the call. Look at the two of you going back and forth like that. I might just, Rose, you want to do the news? I'll head out of here. You can take the next half hour by yourself. That was awesome. Donna, I really appreciate you you swinging by and sharing your knowledge with us. I think a lot of people got some good stuff out of that.
Great.
Thanks.
And how can folks, real quick, get a hold of you guys at Fox World Travel?
The best thing is 866-GO-FOX-GO or go to our website and hit the Contact Us button.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Donna. Rose, you're sticking around with me. We got plenty more coming up on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow, but it's Rose and Donna stealing the show here today. It's been a fun show so far. We've hooked some people up with some information on destination weddings, talking a little traveling south of the border down to Mexico. And Rose, you got an event coming up next month you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, real quick. So after the first of the year, just don't want this to go by the wayside. We've had a couple of events called Platinum Partner Series, and our Platinum Partner Series resumes January 19th when our good friends at Insight Vacations will be joining us to talk about all things Insight Vacations. So whether you were looking for a guided adventure or going with one of our groups, of which we have many, this particular event would be for you. They go all over the world, literally, and I have loved my experiences with Insight Vacations. When Donna talks a little bit about Above and Beyond, mm-hmm. they have a saying on Uniworld River Cruises, which is their sister entity, no request too large, no detail too small.
Nice.
And that is exactly how they operate. And so learn more about Insight Vacations and the art of traveling in style on January 19th. Go to our website. Look under resources. You'll see events and webinars, and you have an opportunity to sign up for that.
Beautiful. If you got a question for Rose or Donna, give us a call. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line here on the Fox World Travel Show is 855-616-1620. That is 855-616-1620. I got a question for you, Rose, over here on the text line from someone who's planning a vacation to Turks and Caicos in July. Now, they say they've got a family of six adults and two small children, a four-year-old and a one-year-old. They're wondering how you would recommend staying. Would you recommend doing something all-inclusive with a family like that? Just stay at a hotel? or they asked about Airbnb. I'm not sure how that would work over in Turks and Caicos. What do you guys recommend?
Well, Donna, do you want to talk about beaches? Beaches is sandals for everybody knows sandals, right? Mm-hmm. They've probably, other than Club Med, were one of the first all-inclusive resorts 40 plus years ago. And they have now got and had for a long time a family version of that, which is called beaches. And the beaches in Turks and Caicos is probably, in my opinion, the best beaches there is.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's a themed park.
Okay.
Like situation. It's Sesame Street are their characters. And it is absolutely creme de la creme. Now, there are certainly some Airbnbs that you could do and that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe this particular texter is more interested in getting immersed into the culture and going into the city and buying their own groceries and all that kind of thing. That certainly is something to do. But if you want to have the most relaxing experience, I think beaches, Turks and Caicos would be my choice.
Yeah, it seems like with a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, that might be the best way to go, right?
Oh, they'd be over the top, yeah.
It'd be a little difficult to try and plan your own things in Turks and Caicos, trying to find stuff that, you know, not only they can understand and do, but something that's going to hold their attention spans as well.
I agree. And I am a fan of all-inclusives. I do my own villas on occasion in various places, and certainly that would be an Airbnb or VRBO or whatever venue or whatever platform you want to book that through. But I, when it comes to Turks and Caicos, especially if it's your first time, I think that's where I would go with that. Yeah?
What are you thinking, Donna? You agree?
Yep. I do agree.
And they do great weddings there, too.
Yeah, and they beautiful beaches.
Yeah, some of the most beautiful in the world in Turks and Caicos.
And so beaches, tell me a little bit more about the theme. There's like characters just walking around like it's Disney World what?
Pretty much. they have scheduled events so that if you want to have breakfast with Cookie Monster, you can make that happen. There's a couple other companies that have done that now. Charisma now represents Nickelodeon Resorts, and I've taken my grandson to the Nickelodeon Resorts, and Alex, you're not quite there with the kid thing yet, but if you want to go get slimed with your grandchild, you want to go to one of the Nickelodeon resorts.
I grew up on SpongeBob. I'm taking lists. I'm taking names down now for later on in life.
Well,
you
want that kid to love SpongeBob then for sure. So.
And you can stay in a pineapple.
Yes.
I'm sold.
Yeah, it's not under the sea, but it's still a pineapple. But anyway, so yeah, there are lots of themed type resorts that are coming out now. People think about Margaritaville. That's another one that they think of as a themed type resort. So we can certainly help you with that. And sometimes people are like, yeah, I don't need all have all that. I want to taper down a little bit. We can do that too. So and lots of good choices.
How can they get a hold of you over at Fox World Travel if they want to get some more details?
Yep. So best thing to do is 866-GO-FOX-GO. What I really like is if you do hit the contact us button, we have a group of people, a team of people that sort through those and get those requests to the right people. So, for example, if you just remembered contact us and you just remembered to hit the contact us button and you wanted a destination wedding, we would still route that through to the destination wedding people. Now, something that's interesting to me, Donna, because I have done my fair share of destination weddings, and we all know your fearless leader, Andrea, had a destination wedding, so we know all about that I was the mother of that bride. destination weddings are not for everybody. We have had consultations, Donna, where we have told people, I don't think this is right for you. Tell us about that.
You definitely have to have the right attitude about it going in. One thing I loved about this family that I was just with in Cabo, they took everything in stride. Mm-hmm. When little things happened, they just dealt with it. It was just okay. If you were a little more high strung, or if you preferred to have all those details mm-hmm. yourself and take care of all that, a destination wedding might not be your thing.
And it might be something you have to just get ready for in wedding planning in general. I had to change mine 3 times in the age of COVID before finally
Aren't
getting married this year.
Aren't we becoming very good pivoters? And I swear I'm going to get rid of unprecedented pivot and uncharted waters. Yeah. Those are the things that are going to be gone from my vocabulary in 2021.
Or just these times. Yes. I think that we can get rid of that one as well. We got more coming up with Rose and Donna on the Fox World Travel Show. That's coming up next here on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose Gray hanging out with us. She's got Donna here with her as well, who is kind of just providing a little bit of insight coming back from Cabo, coming back from a destination wedding, answering all of your questions about it all here on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It's 855-616-1620. That is 855-616-1620. Rose, let's dive a little bit into what we were talking about off the air, because I find that very interesting. Kind of the last texter we had was wondering about the difference between an Airbnb and an all-inclusive and a hotel and stuff. Some of the things that you do are a little different as well. You were talking about staying at a villa versus staying at an all-inclusive, and there are benefits to either.
Exactly. Don and I were just having a conversation with Alex because we know one day he'll have to take his family on some of these vacations, and Donna had the absolute best answer. It's what's best for you as the bride.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prepare yourself, Donna, do you not, for people who are going to say, I can't go.
Exactly.
I can't come
mm-hmm.
to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The timing isn't right. I don't like to fly. I don't have a passport and I'm not getting one. Remember, these people are using their vacation time mm-hmm. to join you at your wedding. And so some people, it's not possible. I have been included in some wedding consultations where the groom's mother was part of it. And she said to the groom, just so you know, your grandpa and grandma will not come.
Yeah.
They just won't. That's out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that put you in the planning stage? If that is absolutely critical, if you have to have your grandparents there, then this isn't going to be an option. And it wouldn't be an option if it was in Florida, or it wouldn't be an option if it was in Hawaii, and it wouldn't be an option if it's in Mexico. It's mm-hmm. not just going to happen. So do you make it happen? Some people have a very, very small courthouse wedding before they leave, and then the ceremony is symbolic mm-hmm. when they get to the destination wedding.
Yeah.
Sometimes this is a real legal binding wedding, and there is a magistrate or somebody from the consulate or an actual religious clergy person who is there doing this wedding, and then it's real. So you have to know all of those things, and our wedding team does know those things. They can guide you through that. And in the end, we are not just looking to make a booking, right? Mm-hmm. We're not just looking to get 50 people at a destination. If the bride and the groom are not happy with this decision, then everybody is going to be unhappy.
Yeah.
So we want everybody to be pleased and happy and thrilled and love what they did.
Donna, tell me a little bit about what that is like, kind of just going through that conversation. If someone does go through Fox World Travel and they go to the website, and, you know, what is this consultation like? What can they expect when they first reach out to you over at Fox World Travel to try and plan some sort of destination wedding?
So I just try to get to know them a little bit better. Where they've been before, what type of vacations they've taken, what kind of hotels they stay at. That really helps me kind of fine-tune the direction I'm going to go in. Also, a little bit about the group that they're going to have. Are they going to have, you know, quite a bit of attendance as well as family? Is it just going to be a small group of people? That also helps
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's different destinations and different venues that can accommodate different size groups,
and
obviously.
I would imagine part of that is also the kids versus no kids discussion, right? There are parts of these resorts that are some are adults only, some are family only, and that's a conversation that you have to sit down and have.
Correct. There's, I would say 3/4 of my weddings include kids, believe
mm-hmm.
it or not.
Yeah.
A lot of blended families. These are second marriages.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon, and they are blended families. And so that means kids will be coming along. And does everybody come along with us at the beginning of the trip? Where is everyone coming from?
Mm-hmm.
What is a best destination for some people that are coming from Denver and some people that are coming from Fort Lauderdale and some people that are coming from San Diego? What's a good destination for that? Just so you know, all of your guests are going to need passports. We need to get that information to them. We help them with save the dates. We help them with preliminary information. We help them with those types of things. And we have a variety of packages you can choose from. We can be very involved for a minimal fee. And in Donna's case, We have a very high-end package where we will send our destination wedding team member along with you, so you don't have to ask any questions, do anything. You can go and enjoy your trip as well.
We're talking a lot about destination weddings. I want to ask you a couple of questions about honeymoons, because that's where my interest is going to come in. I've had Brittany asking me multiple questions about that now that I'm on the Fox World Travel Show, so I got those questions for you, and we're also going to talk a little bit about giving the gift of travel, right? It's holiday season, and ways you can do that with Fox World Travel. That's all coming up after the break on the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here along with us, and we've got Donna with us as well, talking destination weddings, Cabo, all things about that. Rose, Christmas is coming up. We talked about it last week, but giving the gift of travel is something that would make anybody happy.
It really is. Instead of giving someone a specific trip that you've booked without, you know, checking dates and things like that, you give them the gift, a gift certificate. Gift certificates are good for 5 years at Fox World Travel, and so easy as can be. You reach out to Fox. We can send it to you. You can print it out. If you don't have a printer and we still have got a couple of days, we can print it out and get it to you. Our offices are still closed. It's as simple as that. But we have a chat feature on our website now. Destination Wedding Team is testing out the virtual consultations, and we're going to be rolling that out company-wide very soon. And so think about that, especially if you've got somebody that's got a destination wedding coming up. What a great gift for them to give them some money toward that particular trip. So we can help you out with that. Absolutely. So we at Fox, along with Don and the Destination Wedding Team and our Business Travel Team and our Meetings and Incentives Team, just want to let everybody know that we wish everybody a very, very blessed holiday season. Hanukkah just ended, I believe, last night, right? Mm-hmm. So that's over. And whatever it is that you celebrate at this time of the year, let's hope that 2021 is a bright future for all of us in the hospitality business. I've talked about this before. 1 in 10 jobs globally is involved in the travel or hospitality industry.
Absolutely.
1 in 10.
Yeah.
So we need a lot of people to help us out by looking forward to many travels in the years to come. And we wish everyone a blessed, blessed holiday.
Well, and a gift certificate's a great way to do that.
And it's a great
way to make sure that the money gets spent on something fun. Because if you just give them cash, you never know, right? If they're going to use it for bills, something that's not, you know, something that pops up.
Right.
You make sure it's used for something fun. That's what Christmas is all about, right?
Travel is fun. I sell, and Donna sells, a fun product. I will tell you that right now. It hasn't been that much fun since March, but it's getting more fun all the time. So we'll be here the day after Christmas. So, you know, if you did get one of those gift certificates, we'll help you spend it. We can talk about different ways that you can use that gift of travel. And, we're not going anywhere. Alex isn't going anywhere. We'll be around on the 26th of December to talk.
Absolutely. And I've also got some questions from my wife for you about honeymoon places, because obviously we had to skip past that part getting married this year. So we'll talk about all that stuff next week. We got plenty of time. Rose, Donna, thank you very much for swinging by, for hanging out with us, sharing your knowledge, and Have a happy holidays. There we go.
Thanks, Alex.
Same to you.
Let's get a quick break. We got news coming up at the top of the hour. This has been the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.